Next item will be 572.
Approve the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission's fiscal year 2017-18 budget.
Very good. I will turn this over to the Office of Community Technology and the wizards therein.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Leif Hansen. I'm a citizen appointee by you to the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission. I'm joined by Julie Amelchek. She's our program manager here to help answer questions. I'm here to highlight a couple of the many MHCRC activities over the past year and to seek your approval of the fiscal year 2017-18 fund budget, the MHCRC budget. I believe you have both the budget or the MHCRC's activity report, the annual report, and the proposed budget in front of you. As a reminder, the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission is an intergovernmental partnership among Gresham, Fairview, Portland, Troutdale, Wood Village, and Multnomah County. Each of these jurisdictions appoints citizen representatives to the commission. The MHCRC has oversight, enforcement, and public benefit responsibilities for the cable services franchises with the cities and the county. Portland has two cable service franchises with Comcast and CenturyLink. As it points out in the annual report, the MHCRC deals with ever-changing technology to support community needs. For local authority over public rights of way and compensation, a consumer watchdog platform for community voices, affordable broadband networks for schools, libraries, and local governments, and local solutions for addressing digital equity issues. Over this past year, the MHCRC has provided many services to our communities and residents. The MHCRC continued its work with public school districts under the TechSmart initiative for student success. Reynolds, David Douglas, Portland Public, Park Rose, and Gresham Barlow have active grants. We are in the process with Centennial School District for its first TechSmart grant. Thus far, the MHCRC is over $9 million into the longer-term investment goal of $19 million. About 185 classroom teachers are now supported by resources provided under the TechSmart initiative. The Community Technology Competitive Grant Round funded 7 new grants with community organizations. These grants leveraged over $1.6 million in matching resources. Many grants are focused on assisting residents and youth in acquiring technology skills important for employment in today's economy. For example, the MHCRC Community Grants is supporting access to opportunity at the Rockwood Library, Friends of the Children East County, Wisdom of the Elders, the North Northeast Business Association, and Open School East. Affordable broadband has become more and more critical to our local public institutions. The MHCRC is leading a long-term network planning effort in partnership with 18 public agencies within Multnomah County. This partnership for the current institutional network provides high-speed, affordable broadband connectivity to 321 schools, libraries, and public agencies throughout the county. The MHCRC provided funding and franchise enforcement support to Open Signal. This past year, Open Signal produced over 7,000 hours of original local programming. They also trained nearly 800 residents in digital media and literacy skills. The MHCRC addressed consumer protection issues both broadly and with individual subscribers. For example, the MHCRC worked with the cable companies on issues related to clear information on subscribers' bills, service line extensions, phone answering standards, and service fees. We assisted in the resolution of 357 complaints from local cable TV subscribers. Now to move on to the money, I'm happy to report that once again the MHCRC received a clean audit for fiscal year 2015-16. The full audit document is available on the MHCRC's website. Also wanted to note a couple of trends we're seeing in cable revenues. On page 9 of the annual report, you'll see two graphs that show these trends. The number of cable subscribers grew consistently between the years of 2006 to 2012. However, since then, subscriber numbers have been declining. Despite this decline in subscribers, cable companies' revenues from cable services have steadily increased. showing a flattening only in the past 2 years in the East Multnomah County areas. This is primarily due to cable companies raising rates and offering more services and program packages. The MHCRC is closely watching these trends as they have possible future implications for franchise fee revenues for local governments and for revenues that support MHCRC community grants and other programs. Coming up in fiscal year 17-18, the MHCRC is engaged in a future focus planning, considering rapidly evolving technology and public policy and our community's increasing reliance on availability of broadband. The MHCRC is turning its sights onto the future. We intend to work with you and your city staff and our communities to identify needs and opportunities for our broadband future. The budget includes funds to assist the MHCRC in this endeavor. The MHCRC proposed 17-18 fund budget is included in your meeting packet. Annual allocations from each member jurisdiction collectively funds about half the MHCRC's total operating budget. Another way to view it is the MHCRC member jurisdictions spend about 5% of the collected cable franchise fees on regulation and program-related administration. Portland's annual allocation for fiscal year 17-18 is $295,827. The East County cities and Multnomah County's allocation is $151,327. The remaining portion of the MHCRC budget is funded by other resources, mostly to administer the dedicated capital fee revenues and related programs, such as the MHCRC Community Grants, the INET, and Open Signal. Before closing, I want to thank the Mayor and Council for supporting this countywide partnership among the jurisdictions since 1993. With this support, the MHCRC has been very successful at convening community members and public agencies to steward and creatively leverage resources and regulatory authority to amplify the benefit for all. Over the coming year, we are excited to work with you to explore and discover how to leverage our success as we adapt to the evolving needs of our city and communities. In addition, I wanted to thank the Council for its unanimous support of the Office for Community Technology budget note requesting a review for a better fit within the city's bureau systems. And to conclude, I respectfully request that the Portland Council approve the fiscal year 2017-18 proposed MHCRC fund budget.
Thank you. We appreciate the presentation. Commissioners, Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, I have a question. In addition to the budget note that talks about where this fits within our form of government, there's, I think, at least one or two other questions that came up through our budget process that I'd like to solicit your thoughts about. And one was, what's the future of Open Signal, and what in the future is the appropriate relationship between the commission and Open Signal? And I make that question as open-ended as possible because I'd like to begin a conversation and get your thoughts on that.
So, we have an agreement, of course, with Open Signal, and really it is to provide grant funds to them, but the operation funds come directly from the city, and so the it's clearly important. There's a strong relationship between the technology that the cable companies provide and the open access to their infrastructure that the Open Signal also requires. You know, perhaps Julie, you want to comment on this, or we also have an Open Signal representative here.
So so according to page 8 of your annual report, and by the way, it's an excellent document. Thank you. Very clear.
Thank you.
It lists the cable franchise fee disbursements. So. It says about $865,000 flows through you to Open Signal. Is that correct?
It is correct.
Now, Open Signal operates as a freestanding 501c3 nonprofit, correct?
That's correct.
So what other than providing the operating support from franchise fees, what is the role that you play overseeing Open Signal?
So I would have to, I think, defer that question and to the IGA that we have between us and the city and the contract between us and Open Signal. I'm not as familiar with the details of that to probably comment.
So this may not be – I'm not suggesting this is the time and the place to negotiate any terms of the IGA, but a question that the council is going to be taking up is, what is the future of Open Signal, and, you know, where are they going to be in 5 or 10 years? And our interests, based on what we've heard from the community, is we want them to be a strong and thriving organization. But the question is, to what extent, how much independence do they have? And what is their current status, and what might be their future status? I don't actually have an answer to the question, but because this is our chance annually to hear from you,
right,
I want to put the marker on the table, Mayor. In the mayor's budget, he restored the 5% cut that was otherwise Open Signal was going to take, and I think that was in part in response to strong community support for their work.
Yep.
And so as we support them with the franchise fees and with our dollars and with the community, what does that look like in the next 5 to 10 years? And I would invite us to open that conversation up as part of sort of what's your core mission, what should we be doing, and how can both of us help Open Signal continue to grow and prosper?
Yeah, we would encourage the conversation. We've had a lot of it at the commission as well, and we know that technology plays a big part. There's a lot of changing patterns in the use of video that I think has a relationship with the as part of the future of Open Signal. And we also know that Open Signal's current budget is highly dependent on the city and the commission for its sustainability. And I know they've made strides to become more independent. And so I think that we encourage that. And I think that's an important conversation to have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Very good. Please call the roll.
We have public testimony.
I'm sorry, public testimony. Is there public testimony on this item?
Charles Bridgetrain Johnson signed up.
All right, thank you. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for a great presentation. It's very thorough. Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. For the record, my green light is on. There we go. Charles Bridgetrain Johnson. So it's interesting that Commissioner Fish raised the question he did. And, of course, this being Asian American Month, we get to talk about two awesome women. Evelyn Liu, I'm assuming that I got the pronunciation correct. She's with the Asian Pacific America Chamber of Commerce. It's been 1 or 2 weeks since we had Apano here for Asian American Pacific Islander Month. And Carol Studenmund. Why would we say Carol Studenmund here? Well, she's only the chair of the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission. How do we know this? Because when we go to opensignalpdx.org, whoop, there it is. So there is, you know, obviously some cross-pollination here between MHCRC and the Open Signal. And I just think it's odd that in a presentation where we have that much overlapping of the board, that isn't right there on the table for people who are watching in public access. I'm not saying it's good or bad. Either way, it makes sense that with the we didn't hear a particular number, the percentage of the Open Signal financing that comes out of the cable regulatory fees and then anything that comes through either general revenue or other special programs out of the city's budget. So I have full confidence in all the commissioners and their staff, especially Commissioner Udalies. And I'm sure those issues are being dealt with, but I just think that the way for these places to thrive and what they say their mission is for community involvement. The more you know, the more you can do. That would include going over to MLK and walking right into Portland, what used to be Portland Community Media and is now Open Signal, and see how, when you say, why has Comcast actually got more money with less subscribers? A tiny part of that is that there's some awesome equipment to make awesome community videos on MLK, just north of the Nike store. And it's totally open. I think we've got open signal on the agenda, actually, coming up also as an agenda item. So the one thing that we maybe do need to have some more concern about is, as was covered on page 9 of their report and in their oral presentation, we don't know consumer sentiment about cable bills. We know consumer sentiment about subscribership because it's going down, but the people who do like it are willing to pay more. So hopefully, and since this is for the Cable Regulatory Commission, there maybe should be some outside study, but maybe also national media groups are presenting that information so we don't need to spend any money to get better answers on what to expect revenue-wise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner, any further comments, questions? Please call the roll.
Fish?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Hansen for joining us today and for an outstanding presentation. The written report lists all the grant making, and it's very impressive. And we ask a lot of these citizen volunteers, and that includes administering a grant program and making sure the money gets to people who need it. And we appreciate this report. And I know that in prior years, the council asked for more information about your financial stewardship, and that's reflected in pages 8 and 9 of the report. And so I really appreciate the transparency, and I'm honored to vote aye and accept this report.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Very much appreciate all the work of the people on the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission. Thank you, Commissioner Leif Hansen, for being here today. That was presentation was... had obviously had a lot of time gone into it. In fact, we're so grateful we approved your reappointment in the consent agenda. So thank you for all the time that you and other volunteers put into this. Aye.
Wheeler.
Yeah, thank you, Leif and Julie. And again, I always appreciate it when we have folks who are willing to step up and serve long hours on these commissions, and often it can be very technical. I'm particularly appreciative of the intentional efforts that you've made around broadband access and digital equity. And I think those are areas where we need to continue to push hard in the future. And you're in the right place on the right commission to be able to help us accomplish that important goal. So thank you for that. Aye, the ordinance is adopted.